Okay, ladies and gentlemen, can I have everyone's attention one more time, please? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, one of our groomsmen, Mr. David Tate, will also be giving a toast this evening. You guys, give him a round of applause.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Wait till you hear what I have to say before you clap, though. Well, Roy has strategically imposed a 2-minute time limit on what I have to say, but I'm telling you right now, Roy, 2 minutes will not be enough to say what needs to be said here. I came a long way to celebrate a wonderful union, and there's a few things I'd like to say. I met Roy about 10 years ago back at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, and I met him in my first year, second semester, chemistry class, introductory chemistry. I was sitting in class on the first day. The professor was on the board jotting a few things down, and the class was settling in. We were running a little late, and it was about 5 minutes past the beginning of class, and in comes Roy, wearing the coolest leather jacket and pair of sunglasses you've ever seen, and he had a little attitude while he walked. He was styling and profiling, late on the first day of class, no books, no notepad, no pen, and he sat right in the front row, which was empty. In fact, the first 10 rows were probably empty. But Roy sat right in the front row for the professor. So that was the first time, my first time I ever met Roy. I decided this is somebody I've got to get to know. Proceeded to go at the intermission and spoke with him, and the rest is history. Anyway, the toast I'd like to do is to commitment and a sure thing. And I'm going to give you a little bit, if you bear with me, an anecdotal story about Roy that demonstrates his commitment, and it also taught him a lesson about a sure thing. This was it's probably in 98, around 1998, and one weekend we decided we felt like going down to Niagara Falls. And for those of you who don't know, we have a few casinos in Canada in selective cities, generally smaller cities, but important cities because of the casinos now. So we went down to Casino Niagara. When we arrived, Roy proceeded to tell those of us who fearfully went with him into the casino that he had a plan on how to beat roulette. Now, for those of you who don't know what roulette is, it's the game with the big circular disc that spins, and the dealer will throw in a little ball, and it'll roll around, rattle around, and it can fall into either a black or red, and there's a number associated with the color. And you can place bets on colors, you can place bets on numbers, and you hope that you get the number that you pick. So Roy had a plan on how he was going to beat the casino at roulette. He wasn't going to share that plan with us, but it was a plan. Now, it didn't really work out. And a couple of trips later to the bank machine, Roy realized the plan wasn't working out. And afterwards, and Aaron, you'd appreciate it with the math that you're doing, you'd appreciate the simplicity of the plan. The plan was to hedge. He was going to bet black and red at the same time, thinking that he wouldn't lose. And then should the number that he placed come up, well, that would be a big payday. What Roy forgot to factor into his plan was that there was also the green. Anyway, the point to that little anecdotal story is that when Roy wants to do something, he will commit. An unwavering commitment that's second to none. And I think at that time, he also realized that it's not worth hedging, because even when you hedge, you might not win. He learned the importance of a sure thing. And he committed to Mariana and his pursuit of Mariana, of which some of us have been a part as his friends up in Canada. And he succeeded in a sure thing. And the sure thing is their future together. I'm willing to bet on that. So So let's just cheers to commitment and to a sure thing, Roy and Marianne.
Next, ladies and gentlemen, our bridesmaid, Ms. Shoma Dar.
Hello. As a lot of you know, I'm a friend of Mariana's from college, so we've known each other for a long time, known each other for about 10 years. I also know that many of you are actually just getting to know Mariana, or maybe even meeting her for the first time this weekend. I'm so excited for you. I know what a treat it is. I continue to be so delighted and joyful in sharing her sweetness and her sincerity and her intelligence, her strength, and her love. Simply put, Mariana, I love you. And I wish the best for you. I'm only just getting to know Roy, but in the short time that I've seen the two of you together, I have been struck by one thing in particular. You have a comfort and an ease with each other that's really, really quite lovely. And it really warms the heart of everybody who surrounds you, all of us who watch you and witness you. I feel really honored to be able to witness this beginning here today. And I look forward to continuing to watch this journey with you. I know everyone here joins me in wishing you all the happiness in the world. Here's to you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, dinner will now be served.